So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
Good evening. Even when I started this. 50 years ago, I was a student at St. Mary's University. I was a junior. And we heard about this World's Fair. We didn't quite know what it was going to be, but what we did learn is that it was going to be about $2 or $3 to get in to the actual grounds. So the word got around that if you had a job, you'd get a badge. A badge. If you had the badge, you could get in when you weren't working. You know, you'd get in for free. So I decided to go down there and apply for a job, any job. I didn't care. You know, I could be a ground sweeper. So I'm sitting there, and they come and ask me if I could interview for a certain position. And I said, sure. You know, positions, right? Well, I got a job. The job was a VIP guide. And the VIP guide for the fair took celebrities and business people and royalty, took them around to all the different pavilions. So whereas in a certain pavilion, like the U.S. Pavilion, the folks that worked there worked at the U.S. Pavilion. But we worked with all of the pavilions. And I took a lot of really interesting and fascinating people. I can't talk about them in 7 minutes. But the one that really impacted me and still does even today, all of my life, that's, you're talking 50 years. And that was the Prince and the Princess of Monaco, Princess Grace and Prince Rainier. Now, I was actually a tour guide, but they sent me with a limo to pick them up at this place called the Lucha Brown Estate. It's over somewhere near Alamo Heights, or at Alamo Heights, I think. Now, I'm a young guy from the South Side. I don't think I've ever been to Alamo Heights. And frankly, I didn't even know I was in Alamo Heights. I mean, I just went, they gave me the address, you know, I go, way before GPS, so I really had to look to, you know, find out where this place was. So I got there a little early, and it had a circular driveway, and I stopped the limo. I got out, and I was just looking at this, like a mansion to me. I think it was a mansion, as I was to learn later. And when I did finally, you know, get over my being mesmerized with the building, I walked in, they let me in, and I was waiting in this foyer that was about as big as this, you know, auditorium. I don't know if anybody's ever gone to the Lucha Brown Estate. I mean, it is just huge. And just the parlor. And the floors were made of Saltillo tile. And it had this huge circular staircase going up to the second floor. And so I was, you know, waiting, and I looked out there's a little window on the door, so I was looking out into the grounds, and then I heard the sound of stilettos on the Saltillo tile. And, you know, I just turned around, and here comes the princess walking down that staircase, very slowly, very gingerly. Okay, she was wearing a black outfit, and it had one of those sweaters that have like a big collar on it, black. And then she had hair up, you know, in a bun. But it was her face. That face, I mean, I just had never seen anything so amazing. I would describe it as devastatingly beautiful. I was like, whoa. I mean, just, you know, drop dead, as we used to say, good looking in those days. And I remember her from some movies, you know. Excuse me, some movies in the 50s. Anyway, and those of you that have ever seen pictures of her, or that you will know, just she was really a radiant beauty. And here I am, a 22-year-old kid, man. I just, you know, when you're 22, you think you're so smart. You're a junior in college. you don't know anything. But I got some lessons from that tour. Anyway, she walks up to me and she says, excuse me, but are you the person that's supposed to take us downtown today? And I said, yes, Your Highness. And she said, okay, get this. She says, I want to apologize to you for being late. I thought, you know, my knees just went like wobbly. I'm going like, I didn't know what to say. I mean, that would be the last thing I would have expected. Because, you know, I've been around a lot of people that have been late before and since. And they weren't princely, let me tell you that. And so she said, and I also want to apologize for my husband, because he is running even later than me. I thought, what? You know, what a princely thing to say. Anyway, so I took him down. I don't want to hear the harmonica. So I took him down to the, I took him down to the, downtown to a place that was called Callas and Western Wear. Some of you might be familiar with that. And the reason they were going there is because Lyndon Johnson was hosting a barbecue for them over at his ranch. And they wanted to get, Western garb that they could wear. So I stopped with a limo, dropped them off, went and parked the limo, and came back to the store, and the door was locked. I thought, oh. You know, so I knocked and knocked and knocked. I mean, hey, I'm the one taking them around. And so they let me in. And I walked in, and it was a obviously it was a private, you know, showing. And boy, were they showing. I mean, there were boxes of boots and hats everywhere. And the interesting part was that there was an older sales rep leaning up against one of those glass display cases, and he was just amazed at what all of this that was going on. And so I walked in, and I decided I would be a leaner too. So I leaned up against it, next to him, because this is something amazing for me. And between us, there was this rack that had, you know, those racks that have like a spinning top where they have all these displays of, in this case, it was scarves. Sometimes it's, you know, ties and stuff. And so the princess came up there and started turning, and there were maybe 4 or 5 dozen, you know, scarves. And then she turns to the older gentleman and says, do you have any more in the back? And he looks at her like, what do you want, you know? So the look, but what he said is what I want to close with. What he said was, well, just a minute, honey, I'll go look. Oh! Okay, hold on. Okay, she loved it. She went and told her husband, and she went and told the Count and Countess of Chambrun. That was one of the main people that she was with. And I thought, man, and you know what I realized? And she even told me, because she said, she turned to me and said, you want to know the last time somebody called me honey? You know, I wasn't going to call her honey. We had some strict, you know, direction from the State Department on protocol and all that. So, you know, you know what? These VIP guides, and there's one sitting right over there. She's another one that was a VIP guide. We were both young at the time. We were very well trained, very well schooled in what we were supposed to be doing. But anyway, from then on, wherever we went, she would tell that story. And the story was, this is my takeaway, what I gleaned from it. They just didn't have a lot of people, you know, treating them like they were just normal people. And that's what that was what the whole thing was about. So I remember my mother used to tell us, always be yourself, no matter in what circumstance, no matter who you're around, be yourself. And that was a perfect example of learning as a kid, what it's like when someone treats you. I used to tell my kids, and I'll repeat this and then I'll close. I used to tell my kids, you know what? You be nice to people. Because you know what? If you treat a dog like a prince, before you know it, he'll think he's a prince. But if you treat a prince like a dog, it won't be long before he's going to bite you. Thank you very much.